Hello, my perfectly woven tapestries made by Athena herself. My name is Jessie, and welcome to my podcast, Tea with the Gods. Today's episode kicks off my beginner series for Hellenic polytheism, where I'm going to talk about all the things that I think are important for a baby Hellenic to know, hopefully answer any questions you may have, clarify things that need clarifying, and most importantly, dispel any worries, anxieties, or fear that you may be experiencing. This first episode serves as an introduction, where I'm going to go over what exactly Hellenic polytheism is, what it entails, and try to clear up some common misconceptions. We'll also talk about how exactly to get started, since that is a question I get asked so many times, and I know it can feel overwhelming and confusing. Now, before we jump right in, there's a few things I want to clarify. First being that a lot of what I will be talking about in this episode and basically the whole podcast is my own opinion based on research and my own personal experiences. I don't want you to take anything I say as scripture. As you will learn in this episode, there are many different ways to go about worship, and my way is just one of them. Not the only way or the definitive way. So I suggest looking at this series like pirates look at the Pirate's Code as a guideline. So with that out of the way, how about you get yourself a nice hot cup of your favorite tea, and let's call the gods. Hellenic polytheism is the belief and worship of the Greek gods. Those who refer to themselves as Hellenic typically only operate within the realm of the Greek pantheon, which means you won't see them worshiping or really interacting with gods from different pantheons. We give our complete and devotion to them and them alone. But with that said, you don't need to be worshiping all the Greek gods to be a Hellenic. When I first started, I was just devoted to Aphrodite. And even today, I only actively worship Aphrodite and Persephone. But I still consider myself a Hellenic because I still believe in all the Greek gods and I have much admiration and love for all of them. I also have no desire to venture outside the realm of ancient Greece for my religious purposes. Basically, if your heart belongs to the Greek gods, then you're a Hellenic. Now, as I said earlier, there are different types of worship. For Hellenics, worship usually falls into one of two categories. The first being Reconstructionists, who try to recreate traditional worship as best as they can. And the second is Revivalists, who focus more on bringing worship into the modern era. Though I do bring some traditional aspects into my devotion, I am considered a revivalist, mainly because I do my own thing without much care or concern for how the ancient Greeks went about it. I'm not ancient Greek. I don't live in Greece. I'm a New York girl living in the year 2018. So that's how I'm going to worship my gods. What type you choose is completely up to you. Regardless of what some people may try to tell you, neither is better than the other. It's about what's right for you, which can also be not choosing this moment or even at all. I didn't go into worship saying, I'm gonna be a revivalist. Hell, I didn't even know what those terms were yet. It wasn't until later on in my devotion, when other people started referring to me as a revivalist, that it prompted me to finally look into it. And then I went, well, shit, I guess I am a revivalist. But I still don't use the label. I never felt the need to. So don't feel like you have to pick one and then stick it on you like one of those hello, my name is stickers. My main reason for telling you all this is so you're aware of it in case you come across it, but mostly to show you that there isn't one ultimate true way to go about worshiping as a Hellenic. There's plenty of room for you to build and construct something that's personal and meaningful for you. I really just want you to be open to the possibilities that exist in this religion, because it's pretty fucking epic, honestly. Don't be limited in your thinking or let others try to limit you. Okay, so now that you know what Hellenic polytheism is, I bet you're wondering how in the name of Hades you were supposed to go about it. Well, that is something that this series is going to go over step by step. But in the meantime, what can you, a freshly hatched baby Hellenic, do? The first place to begin is always research. Even if you're a revivalist, you still need to have some understanding and knowledge of ancient Greek culture, because knowing how the ancient Greeks operated in their day-to-day and their overall views of the world they lived in makes it a lot easier to wrap your brain around the gods, especially when you're reading the myths. Also, as a Hellenic, it is essential to know your gods. As I said above, being a Hellenic means you believe in all the gods. So even if you don't worship all of them or even have a desire to, it's good to at least know who they are and that they exist. So go to your local library and browse the ancient Greek history and religion sections and take out anything that interests you. Don't focus too much on what you should or shouldn't be reading, because trust me, that's going to stall the knowledge gaining process. Read whatever you can get your hands on and whatever it is that interests you. Just don't take everything you read as fact. It's important to always read critically because authors just write with a lot of bias. Other places to find resources are online through academic databases and also through wonderful Hellenics who have gathered PDFs of books and articles which are available to download. If you're interested in owning, there's of course Amazon and other bookstores, but I definitely recommend checking out thriftbooks.com first. Majority of my ancient Greek library has come from ThriftBooks, so you can find a lot there for very, very cheap. It of course is not a requirement for you to know every god in the Greek pantheon or everything there is to know about the ancient Greeks before you can worship as a Hellenic. There's not even a specific amount you need or should know to begin. But the reason I encourage you to start with research is because the most important part of this religion is the foundation you lay out for your devotion to be built upon. And in order to construct that foundation, you need to do some research. Okay, so what do I mean when I say foundation? All people who practice a religion have a foundation to which that religion is resting on. It's their beliefs, their morals, their reasons, their love. When you ask someone what they think happens when we die, the answer can be found in their foundation. If you ask me why I worship Aphrodite, the answer comes from my foundation. When I built my altar or chose my devotional acts, I decided based on everything I used to construct my foundation. Another way of looking at it is saying that it's the core of our religion. Either way, you have to have that first before you can begin molding the rest. Okay, that's all well and good, Jesse, but how do I even go about building a foundation? Well, the first part is research, as explained before. You gotta have a sense of what's going on and what's out there before you can even decide what you do or don't believe. Not to mention, you gotta know the gods before you know why you like them. It's also good to look into what other people are doing and what they believe in. What do their foundations look like? That way you can get a sense of diversity within the Hellenic community. Even though we technically are in the same religion, we don't all believe the same things. So you have options. You should also be doing a lot of your own thinking as you find out new information. It could be beneficial to keep a journal or a notebook where you record your own reactions and feelings to certain topics or viewpoints. In this journal, you can also begin laying out your foundation, asking yourself questions like, why am I doing this? Why do I feel connected to this? What is it that's attracting me to the gods? What do I believe in? What do I hope to gain from this? What do I want my devotion to look like? You know, just really dig down deep and be honest with yourself. Trust me, having a clear and sturdy foundation will make all the difference as you go along. You'll feel less lost in the woods, less scattered, and you'll have a much more deeper and rewarding relationship with the gods. Also, it'll be very helpful when you go through the period of doubt, where you begin questioning if any of this is real or worth it. Having that foundation to refer to will 100% combat that doubt. All right, my lovelies, that about wraps up today's episode. I hope you enjoyed it and found it very helpful. In the next episode, we're going to go over terminology. So much fun. And very soon, I'm going to be releasing my new series, Meet the Gods, where we are going to meet each and every one of the Greek gods, and I am going to go over who they are, what they do, why they're awesome, how you go about worshiping them, and anything else I feel like talking about them. So look out for that. It's coming out very soon. Thank you so much for listening, and I can't wait to see you guys next time.
Bye, guys.